Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Before we start, I just wanted to mention that my self-love workshop is back on April the 10th at 10 a.m. on Zoom. You can find the details on my website, www.roxynafusi.com. I am so looking forward to this. Who doesn't need more self-love in their lives, honestly? We're going to cover limiting beliefs, forgiveness, negative self-talk, authenticity, self-sabotage. It's going to be filled of so much useful, inspiring, and motivating content. And I can't wait to see you guys there. I am so excited to speak to this week's guest, the very lovely Sasha Pillari. Sasha is a makeup artist, model, and creator of hashtag FilterDrop, the global campaign challenging the over-excessive use of filters on social media. I have just started following her, and I am addicted to watching her stories. She has such an incredible way of communicating and is definitely helping me challenge my own use of filters. So I'm so excited. Sasha, so lovely to have you.
What a lovely intro. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, what a year you've had.
I know, it's been crazy. It's been very, very crazy.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right. That, you know, the last few weeks I've really kind of like everything seems to have calmed down. And I just got bored of telling people that I was overwhelmed, but there was just no other descriptive word that I possibly could have used to explain how I felt. But yeah, I feel loads better now.
I suppose we'll talk more about it all further in the show. But usually we just kick straight off into the first defining moment.
So my first defining moment was probably when I decided to leave drama school at the age of 19. And I trained to be in musical theatre and for musical theatre to be my career from the age of 3 right up until 19 when I left.
Oh my goodness, from 3?
Yeah, so it really was a complete life-changing moment for me because it was all I'd ever known and it was all I ever thought I wanted to do. And all that happened was I entered my first year of professional training, which was like dipping your toenail into the pond, not even your full toe. And I just realized that it wasn't for me and there was no way I was going to thrive, let alone survive in this industry. So that was definitely my first defining moment that I can kind of vividly remember thinking, oh my God, wow, like, what am I doing?
How did you feel making that decision and after you had made it?
Well, it was a really difficult situation because it wasn't actually a confirmed decision at the time. There was a few events that happened that just, it kept kind of not working. And I was like, decided to leave. And at the time, I think I blamed other things for the reason why I wanted to leave. But it was only sort of 2.5 years down the line. And again, I remember vividly looking back and thinking, that was meant to happen. That was absolutely the right decision. But at that time, when I was 19, having trained all of those years for this to be my life, walking away from something like that for whatever reasons just didn't feel comfortable at all. And that's definitely something I've learned as I've gotten older, like uncomfortable is good. Whereas back then, when you're 19 and your life feels like it's just been chucked upside down, all I could focus on for a good few years afterwards was like, what have I done? I'll have to re-audition. Maybe I need to go to a different school. Maybe I need to train and get better. Maybe I need to do this. All of these things kind of kept circling my head. And it wasn't until sort of 2.5 years later that I finally accepted, no, that was absolutely the right decision and it was meant to happen.
Oh, I love that. I love, because I think so often we think that we want things and we yearn for them. And then it's such a liberating moment when you can surrender to what's happened and what wasn't meant for you. And you're like, actually, this is the right path.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a really, like, I always think about, because I do really want children one day. And I always think about how incredible being in that industry and growing up in that industry really has supported everything in my life. And honestly, every part of my training has set me up for life. But also, I wonder if there is maybe something not so great about just having this tunnel vision of knowing what you want to do, because when that's taken away from you or when the paths change direction, you are literally felt, you're left feeling like something's just been ripped out of your soul. So it was a really dramatic and intense thing at the time. But actually, you know, I do now fully believe that everything does happen for a reason. And, you know, it taught me everything that I know today. And it's made me who I am today.
So beautiful. I love that. So what was your second defining moment?
Second defining moment was November 2017. 4 years ago, yes. So I'm 29 now. And I remember I'd been on a hen do that summer. And the hen do was in Dubai. It was very like extravagant and, you know, grand. Not my hen do, it was the friend at the time's hen do. And before this hen do, I cut out carbs for 3 weeks. And I cut out carbs for 3 weeks because I was like, I knew I was the biggest girl going. I knew that we were going to have to be in a bikini, like obviously, you know how hot Dubai is. There's no getting around that. My entire summer and the lead up towards that hen do was consumed by the fact that I was going to be the biggest girl and look hideous in a bikini. And I needed to do everything I could to make sure that I didn't look that way in a bikini. Went on this hen do and I had the best time. The girls were lush, like it was absolutely fantastic. But every single photo I posted online, I face tuned and edited before I posted it. So when I came back from that hen do, I feel like something gradually started to kind of shift in my mind. And I was so exhausted from what I'd put myself through in terms of finding outfits, planning outfits, making sure that I was going to feel comfortable, making sure I wasn't going to get too hot, because sometimes when I get too hot, I get really sweaty and I get nervous. And all of these things were just consuming my every single thought. And I think what happened when I came back was that I realized so much of my purpose was existing to care about how I looked. And I just had enough of it. I was just so done. And I never, ever wanted to go through that again. Like, why did I put myself through that? That I had so much, like, had such little respect for myself to put myself through it. So when I came back, you know, all of these things started to gradually shift. And it was November 17th, 2017, where I was like, right, I'm currently in an industry, because I was a makeup artist at the time, freelance. So I was doing clients in the area. I was in this industry that I didn't feel like I fit into, because I was not into doing extreme comparison celebrity makeovers. I didn't have many clients because that's what people wanted, and I kind of refused to do that. My whole ethos around beauty and the way image is seen has always been that since I started in the beauty industry. So I never really felt like I fit in. And I was like, right, I am going to just succumb and explain how I feel. And I think I put a post up on my makeup page at the time, and it was like a quad photo of four images and I had no makeup on. And I basically wrote this. I should have saved it so that I can read it off by heart, because I wouldn't be able to know the caption. But it was essentially a caption that said, I want to change the way the beauty industry is seen. I am kind of so sick and tired of being shown a celebrity and you telling me that you want to look like them because you don't feel good enough the way that you look like. And I'm never going on a diet again. And I am done. Like, I'm done with it. And I don't know why it was November 2017, but that's when it was. And I vividly remember just having this shift. And I've never stood on the scale since. And I've never been on a diet since. And I have just continuously become happier and happier and happier. And I don't think you can put that down to coincidence.
Oh my God. I'm like, yes, this is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I think, do you know what? Everybody can relate to you going to Dubai, that kind of self-torture that you put yourself through before. In terms, even though it doesn't feel torturous, it's mental torture. It's just, yeah. It's the constant thought energy and mental energy that you put into something, yeah, based around how we're going to look. I think what always strikes me is it's just, firstly, is that nobody else really cares. Like, nobody really cares how you look. We only assume that people care, but they actually don't.
Yeah, nobody cares. Like, absolutely nobody cares.
Like, nobody. It seems, it is this thing, isn't it? And I come across it a lot, and I've definitely done it. I did it for years and years, which is I'll be able to enjoy myself when I look a certain way.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely nuts. And I can feel as you describe the story, I can really feel your exhaustion, your point of just going, oh my God, I'm so fucking bored of this. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I felt. And that's why I would think I was so gutted, because, you know, not one of those girls made me feel a different way for being a different size. Like, we all had so many better things to talk about. We were having fun. We had a great time. Like, I just don't know why I put myself through that. And for the lead up to it, I was miserable. And I wasn't miserable on the hen do, because I really just kind of allowed myself to enjoy it. But I definitely wish I could go back and not have felt like that, because it was exhausting and nobody cared. And I didn't have any, you know, did I have a worse time because I was bigger, because I looked different to them in a bikini? Absolutely not.
It's like, makes me emotional to think, yeah, of like that image of you, younger you, going on this holiday, but feeling so nervous and so consumed and worried about what was just going to be a really nice time with your friends. And I feel sad, because I know that so many people suffer and suffer in that way because of, you know, this desperate desire to
be a certain size and look a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me emotional, actually. So what happened when you posted this picture? What platform was it on? Instagram?
I think, no, at the time it was Facebook pages. It was like on my work page. And I don't think I can't remember. I don't think I posted about the diet thing. I think that was obviously something private for me, but it was very much like an announcement, you know, this is the type of beauty I'm here to do. If you want to book me, let me know. And if you don't, then that's fine, type thing.
Right.
And I then did, from then on, start attracting a certain type of client where they just wanted to, you know, naturally enhance how they looked. And then I started, I actually think the first event was December 2017, but I started these events, and at the time I called them Best You events, and it was all about becoming the best version of yourself. And it was like a really intimate, small event. There was 20 people, 20 tickets. And it was an event all about, so I did a makeup tutorial, but I spoke about confidence and self-love. And I cannot tell you how nervous I was speaking in front of people for the first time. And, you know, talking about this confidence and self-acceptance and self-love journey out loud for the first time. I so vividly remember absolutely shitting myself from start to finish. And I look back then, and I, you know, what was that, 4 years ago? You put me in a room of 200 people now, and I would happily, openly talk about that with so much passion and conviction because of the journey that I've been on myself. So yeah, and that was kind of the start. And then from there on, then my name was attached to this kind of messaging, and it's just grown and grown and grown. So yeah, it's been amazing. It's been a real personal journey for me at the same time, which I think is what makes, you know, I get a lot of comments like, you know, I love how relatable you are. And I don't think it's that I'm more relatable than the next person. I think it's just that it's a very raw thing to watch a woman go through that. And I've managed to document that online.
Definitely. You know? And to be able to help others in any capacity, we have to be able to have to relate to their experience. So you've been through it, you've seen both sides, and that is inspirational, and it allows people a chance to think, okay, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that I don't think I'm done. I'm not finished. There's no end goal. Like, I'm still continuously working at, you know, I put some questions on my Instagram story last night about asking people, how does it make them feel when they see another confident woman? And some people felt annoyed, and I had to put another question box up, and I was just like, you know, why do you feel annoyed? And every single one of them is because they're envious and because they're jealous and because they want to feel like that. And I hold myself back still in terms of confidence. I still think, oh, I can't post that because that looks like this. Or no, I can't wear that because that's insinuating that. And, you know, they're my next things for me to work through. I want to get to a stage where I don't, where I think, oh my God, you look incredible. Posting it, have a look, enjoy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to get to that stage. And it's not just about posting on social media. It's about every single form of that in, you know, instilling those kind of lessons and practices in your everyday life.
Totally. Oh my God, actually, so I'm going to come back to that point, because I think there's two really important things here. It's both feeling confident to be yourself online, but then there's feeling confident to be confident online, because that in itself, I know for sure I don't post certain things. Well, I mean, I struggle with all of the above, but there's definitely, as well as not posting because I'm insecure about the way I look, but then there's also not posting things if I feel like it makes me look like I'm too confident because I don't want to make anyone else feel bad.
Yeah.
So exactly. There's definitely both things, actually. And yeah, anyway, we'll go to that, because I'm just like, ah!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Vernon Kay.
And I'm Holly Mackay.
And we're here to tell you about our brand new podcast, Parenting Past the Pandemic, brought to you by Aviva.
Yes, we're going to be delving into a whole heap of parenting topics, from the generational gap to online safety.
And some of the big topics which have come up through the pandemic, such as helping to manage our kids' anxieties and how we can affect the world they'll grow into.
Parenting Past the Pandemic. Find it wherever you found this podcast.
So tell us your third defining moment.
My third defining moment is definitely February just gone, when the ASA sent me an email. It was a Friday afternoon and the investigation had been going on for 6 months. So I'll really quickly explain. But
yes,
the campaign was, I put in an investigation with the ASA, which is the Advertising Standards Authority for advertising online. And my investigation was put in August. And I basically requested that if people online are going to advertise cosmetics and products, that they should have to state if a filter has been used. So the investigations went back and forth for 6 months, and it was on the 22nd of February I received an email, and it basically said the final board meeting has happened and they have agreed that everything you've put forward is valid, and that actually you should not use filters at all when promoting cosmetics and skincare. I have to just explain that in my language, because the language that the very corporate lady sent me, I had to screenshot it to my best friend, and I was like, what does this mean? Break it down for me. And that's what the whole 6 months were like. Like, they're really official people that I'm dealing with.
Right.
And I'm just like having to like read these emails and try and make it into a language that I understood. And I just burst into tears. I read the email and burst into tears because I just could not believe that like I'd done it, that it was that was that.
This is nuts. Like, I actually have goosebumps that you single-handedly like made a campaign to change the industry forever.
I know, it's crazy.
Like, the magnitude of that is just phenomenal.
I know, it's just nuts. And like, but you know what? This is the one thing, and I said this on another podcast as well. I think when I take myself away from it, it's not nuts and it's so needed and it deserved everything it got. Like, it went viral twice and it's been covered by literally every country in the world. And the coverage has just been phenomenal. And it, like, it's been unreal. The response has been unreal. And even now, every single time something happens in the news to do with filters or to do with real skin or to do with advertising, Filter Drop is always looped back in and my name is always pulled back in. And all of that is so worthy and it's so deserving of it. But I still think I struggle a little bit with the fact that I did that, that like Sasha did that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's going to take a while for me to get my head around. But at the same time, I truly believe the reason why it happened was because that is a genuine fireball in the pit of my stomach filled with passion. And that is why I didn't stop. And that's why I even spoke about filters online in the first place, because it's something I so genuinely, deeply care about changing that I just kept going. You know, I don't think you can, there's so many trends online. There's so many things that kind of people jump on the hype of when it comes to social media and they just fall flat. You know, yes, your reach might be 2.5 million, whatever, but it will fall flat afterwards because the passion is what fuels it to keep going.
Mm, absolutely. So let's talk about filters.
Yes.
Because firstly, I mean, thank you for sharing those moments. And it's been, I love seeing your, how you got to this point. I just love that it's just kind of, and I mean this in like a nice way. It's just like a story that everybody can relate to. And yet you made this humongous change in the world. And I love that. I think it's so special. And you know what it is? It's just because you just did it. You took action. You didn't just accept, okay, I'm going to personally stop dieting and do this. You were like, I'm going to stop dieting and do this. And I'm also going to try and do something about this. And I'm really all about that idea of when you have a vision, when you have something that gives you that burning fire that you describe, take action, do something about it. So I really love that. Now I do want to talk. I've been literally, because I've wanted to talk about filters for ages. And who better to talk to about it?
Filter girl.
While you are someone that uses no filters, that confidence to me is so inspiring. Like, really, thank you. Because every time I see you doing it, I'm like, oh my God, I need this confidence. And I am someone on the other end of the spectrum who has not, apart from like family selfies, I probably have not taken a photo of, actually I took one of half of my face the other day that I posted without a filter or any editing the other day. But I, like, let's say stories, chat to camera, anything like that, IG lives, I only use filters.
No way.
Like, I have, over lockdown, I used to have lots of body image issues. I've spoken that in the past, genuinely over that, like, love my body, proud of it, never diet, intuitive eating, like, great. Then it moved to my face.
And this is the thing that I talk about a lot. The face is ignored within this movement. Everyone's talking about body confidence. Everyone's talking about loving your body and body neutrality. But then they put a filter on their face and it's like neck up, it doesn't exist. But,
yeah.
And it's crazy to me because I really feel like at one point I was the only person screaming about this. And how important it is for us to do exactly the same, but with our skin and with our faces.
Yeah, because we do. It's, I think, and I don't know if you agree, but lockdown has made it so much worse because we're not seeing real life people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So because we're seeing everybody online,
or in a mask.
We genuinely believe that everybody looks perfect.
Yeah. And I think the thing is as well, it has obviously been heightened. I mean, even me, I didn't ever imagine that my life would transfer online the way that it has this quickly. And especially during this last year, like, it's been so unbearably difficult for so many people. But for me, it's been the best year of my career and my life. And that's in its whole in itself like something mad for me to get my head around. But I have definitely noticed from being online more or editing YouTube videos and whatnot, I am seeing things on my skin and my face that I perhaps didn't notice before. And also naturally, I've put on weight because who hasn't throughout this last year? So there are definitely things that have been affected because we are looking in the mirror a lot more. And I really hope that that kind of, we get a bit bored of it when life goes back to normal and it just naturally falls back into a kind of plateau situation. But yeah, do you use any filters, like, or do you use like the face morphing ones or just like a Paris or like a tan one?
No, like I try to go for the what I call subtle face morphing ones.
They're even worse, but okay.
But I mean, I don't even fucking know what that means. Eventually it changes my face. Like that's the end of it. It's funny because I'll go, well, I don't really edit my pictures. Like I don't edit my body and stuff like that. And I don't edit, you know, certain things. So I kind of think I'm fine, but then I'll get on an Instagram story and chat as someone like looking different to how I look. And I genuinely will feel more confident when I see myself in a filter. That is fucking nuts. It's not
And don't get me wrong, I look incredible with a filter on. Like we all do. That's why they're designed. And that's why I've got to the stage where I just can't use any of them. Because even those ones that say, let's say, for instance, a filter just adds a tan, adds dust, and brightens and smooths your skin. Okay, they're like the four main little changes of a natural filter, right?
Yeah.
Even just seeing myself with that on, it damages my mental health because when I take it off, I think, well, you look pale and you've got texture and it's not cute. Like there's nothing cute aesthetically to look at.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's why. It is a gradual thing. So this time last year, I was still using a couple of the like sparkly ones, you know, when they like, make things sparkle, and I'd use them on like me and the dog or whatever. And they did smooth my skin out slightly. And even then I was addicted to the fact that my skin looked smoother. So now I just cannot use them because I can't do that to myself. I cannot let myself care so much about how I look when A, beauty is subjective, B, I'm not going to look like this forever. And C, there are so many more things in this world and in our lifetime to care about than how we look constantly. And I think when you think about it, it sounds really patronizing, but when you think about it in such a simple way, it really is that simple. Do you know what I mean? Like we have such a short amount of time on this earth. Even if we live to 100, we have such a short amount of time. And like, why waste it on things like that?
Oh my God, I hear you. It's like, I really do want to spread that message to everyone. But I know that I'm so glad I've got you here to do it because I can't yet because I'm still in this.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I've done, you know, and I'm a self-development coach. So yes, I help people on loads of things and I've done lots of inner work myself, but the face and the filters is not something that I feel like I can advise people on because I'm in it. So what is your advice to people around even recognizing the impact of filters on starting to use them less? Yeah, what are your top tips?
So I think the first thing, obviously don't beat yourself up. Like there's nothing wrong with you for wanting to use these filters and being addicted to them. That is the entire problem that I'm trying to fight. That is why this is such a dangerous issue because there are so many people who quite literally do not feel like they can show up in this world without a filter. So my advice would be, it is a gradual thing and I understand that you can't just turn them off overnight. I do get that. But what I would perhaps suggest is to go through your filters that you use constantly, the ones that you go to, and just try and reduce them to the amount that you have on there. And then when it comes to posting, you're going to be having like a more restrictive selection of what to go for. And just really every single time you think about it, just think about why, like, why are you using that? For what reason? And I think one of the things I always talk about is we're always so quick to apologize for the way we look. Like, oh gosh, so sorry, I look disgusting. Or, oh my God, sorry, I've just woken up. So I look tired. Well, yeah, guess what? Like we get tired. Like that's such a normal thing. And all of these like really normal things have just been taken away from us and they're not normal anymore. And I find that so bizarre. And that is one of the reasons why I do not address I never ever address how I look online unless I look incredible. And that's something I've had to really train myself to do, because I'm not going to go on my social media and apologize for not brushing my hair or apologizing for looking like shit. I'm not doing that because I don't have anything to apologize for. That's just the way I look in that moment. And it doesn't change anything inside. It doesn't change my soul. It doesn't change who I am as a person. So that's one thing that I would advise. And the other thing is, honestly, look at who you're following. If you are following people who only ever show you incredibly aesthetic, beautiful, stunning things, it's a lie. There is not one single person on this planet who does not look like shit when they wake up in the morning. Not one. Like, not one. Even Beyonce, probably, maybe not Beyonce. Do you know what I mean? There's just no one. So really try and fill your social media feed with people who do those things and address those little things within their life, because that it will just naturally rub off on you the way that it would if you were to surround yourself with great people in your circle of friends. So they're like my biggest tips that I can give, really.
Oh, I think they're so brilliant. They really, actually, the first one I did 2 nights ago, which was cut down. I deleted all like the filters and left like 3 what I call natural ones.
Yeah.
But I love, and I think especially curating social media feeds and who you follow is so important. I love that. That's exactly why following people like you is so, it's crazy that like you're such a unique account. In a way.
Oh, thank you. That's such a lovely compliment.
Yeah, it's like a breath of fresh air. You're like, oh, real life. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I do find that a lot. I really struggle to find just the accounts that, you know, that's what we want to see, right? That's why we watch shit TV, because we're obsessed with other people's lives. We're obsessed with being nosy, and we're obsessed with finding something that makes us feel normal. Yeah. And that's why I think social media has got so out of hand, because we're able to curate a lie and create a facade of what our actual life is like. And that's why I have this thing where I like to constantly show up on the times when I'm not okay, and on the times when I've been knocked back, or on the times when I've had a no email or something like that, just to remind people, because, you know, this last year for me has been so incredible, and people have said you're smashing it more times than they've said anything else. But at the same time, you know, it's normal. Still, things still happen in my life. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm still a normal person. And I think it's really important to follow accounts that just help you realize that on the regular.
Definitely. And I think people are craving this so much more than ever now. And I think there is going to be a movement back to the other way.
I hope so.
I think people are so, there has to be, the pendulum always swings the other way. And I think there will be a movement for actually real skin will be the cool thing to post.
Yeah. I mean, we're already getting there, and it is a real mix between people jumping on a trend and it actually then following through with results. But do you know what? I'm not going to sit here and talk about a trend or not. Whatever happens, if it means we're going to see more real skin, then keep it going. And let's get to that stage for sure.
Exactly. Oh, Sasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So interesting and so inspiring. And congratulations for all that you've done. And really, who fucking would have thought, honestly, 5 years ago that we'd be living in a life where 99% of us were morphing our faces online.
I know. I mean,
it's actually wild, but I think it's really important to have people like you help us take stock of what's actually happening and maybe have a little rethink. And yeah, just keep doing you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.